Lisa, how are you doing?
Good morning, Joby. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Tell me a little bit about Creative Abandon. What do you do and what problems do you solve?
Well, we're a marketing branding company here in town, and the problems we solve is helping customers find their right customer and make a strong connection with them.
So how do we do that? Where do I start? If I'm driving around right now and I'm listening to Lisa talk about branding and positioning and identifying your customer, where do I go? What do I do?
Well, it helps if you have an understanding a little bit about brand. For most people who may not be familiar with the term, brand is really not that different from when ranchers 100 years ago branded their cattle so that when they were out in the open range and had to figure out whose cow was who when they all look alike, they told it by the brand. And that's pretty much the same principle when you get down to business is how does a customer understand your company and their differences from somebody else?
You and I have had many, you know, I think kind of fun and interesting talks about positioning and marketing. And one of the things that we had talked about was if I go fishing, I can fish for all different things. I'm still going to spend the same amount of money on the boat and the gas and getting there. But what hook I put on kind of predicates what I catch.
Right.
How do I identify that?
Well, you have to start first with knowing who you want as a customer. So obviously, what fish are you trying to catch? And if you don't have a good idea of who you want as a customer, you're not going to know what they need. And if you don't know what they need, you're not going to know how to serve them or whether you can serve them. And a lot of businesses spend time basically fishing for anything they can get when really what they should be doing is fishing for the most profitable fish.
And how does Creative Abandon, I mean, so let's say you and I sit down, how does Creative Abandon help me do that? Where do I start? Because one of the things we constantly touch on is the two absolute given constraints of time and money.
Right. Branding is basically making your business strategy visible. So one of the first things you do is we sit down with customers, our clients, and have a long conversation with them about what is your business strategy and your strengths, and who do you want to target for your customer that's profitable. Because the two of them are actually, it's like two halves of a coin. You can't have one without the other. If you don't know who you're targeting, then you won't know what they need. And if you don't know what they need, you won't know whether you have the business strength and the strategy to meet those needs. You kind of have to work it along both ends. And we usually sit down with clients and say, all right, tell me about your best customers. Tell me about the people that you love to do business with.
Lisa, this is Chris Marin, Ted. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
I had a question in regards to, you probably work with companies who are just coming out of the gates, just for in terms of, hey, who is our market? How do we get to them? Or more specifically, the client. But I imagine you also work with companies who have been around forever.
Right.
How do you find a huge battle with these companies who have been around forever and they know what they're doing or
how does that work?
How does that work?
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine that's an uphill battle from your position.
It depends on the company. And it really depends on the leaders at the strategic level. If they recognize that they're expending resources and not getting the results they want, then it makes it easier because then they realize that, you know, maybe we're doing some business practices that don't make sense and maybe we need to change some things. The hardest companies are the ones that do not have that vision and that leadership and really kind of think, well, this is just a marketing thing. And I don't really need to worry about that marketing. I'll just take care of it and just go get us some more customers.
So as a follow-up question to that, mm-hmm. Are you typically brought to the table by the corporation when they actually have come to their own conclusion that they have a problem or need help? Or are you typically brought in from an outsider saying, you need to help this company? How does that typically work if we have listeners? For example, we have a lot of listeners right now that are business owners that have been around for call your old Portland businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to come to their own realization that they need help with that from an outside consultant? How does that typically work?
It works a variety of ways. We have people who come to us saying, you know, I need a brochure. And I'll look at stuff and say, no, what you really need is a brand strategy.
Okay.
Because before you could write any brochure, before you could do any kind of marketing materials, you've got to know who you're talking
sure.
to. And so a lot of times that'll start the conversation. They'll just say, you know, they'll think it's a visual thing. I need a marketing piece. And that's when I step back with them and say, okay, who are you really trying to reach and what are you trying to promise? We get some people who recognize that they have issues. They're not as effective in reaching out to the customer as they like, and then they'll come talk to us. A lot of our business is word of mouth. So people that we're already working with are telling their friends and business associates, hey, you know, if you're having some of these issues, maybe Creative Abandon is a group you should talk to.
Can we talk real quickly about the company we talked about yesterday? About Progress?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So one of the things that you guys have been working with them on is what actually do they do? And because my perception was they were right in that lawn treatment space. And it turns out that they do what?
They're actually in the full landscape care and design business. And that's an interesting case. They came to us talking about some of the visual marketing needs that they had. And we stepped back and said, well, tell us a little bit more about your business and your strengths and services you provide. How are you different from other lawn care companies out there? And that's when we found out they're really not just a lawn care company. They can do that, and it's a great part of their services. But really what they're in the business of is helping people enjoy their landscape to whatever degree that might be by taking care of the chores.
So if I'm Joe Average and I have this perception of where they're positioned in the marketplace, where do you start to recraft their message?
Well, we started by basically using the theme in every message. Every piece that goes out from Progress now basically revolves around the theme of enjoy your landscape and leave the chores to us. So the premise is that when their guys are out in the field, they're talking with the homeowner about what they like to do and what they don't like to do. When we do advertising or marketing materials or leave behind pieces, that's the brand theme, that's the brand promise that they make every day, is that we're going to take care of the chores and leave what you like to do to you. And that, you know, varies based on, you might have somebody who is a traveler and they want full service because, you know what, they're gone a lot and they just want to come back to a beautiful yard and it's all going to look great and they're going to be happy. Then again, you've got people like my husband who is complete garden guy, but there's still major things that he would never do, like landscaping or patios or decks. He wants help with the big projects.
Right.
So the idea is no matter how you use your garden or your landscape, there's things that you consider chores and that there's things that you love to do.
Excellent. So if somebody really realizes they need some help in positioning their company and branding and just kind of awareness, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get hold of us through the website, which is www.creativeabandon.com. And if people want to just find out more about brand and get a better idea of kind of an overview of it, when you go to our website, there's a brand section, and we have a free brand overview that you can download in PDF format. And that just gives you a little bit more idea about why brand matters and why brand should be at the heart of your company, and not just a marketing thing.
Excellent. Lisa, thank you for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.